And again, all morning long, it's affordable, family-friendly summer vacation ideas. For a complete list of all the destinations we're featuring this morning, head to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. Up next is Wendy Chambers. She's here this morning to tell us all about Put-in Bay. It's our pleasure to welcome Wendy to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
I'm well. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Now, Put-in Bay, I hear so much about Put-in Bay. What is it that makes Put-in Bay so special and so unique?
Well, we are an everyday island getaway. We're gearing up right now for families to come and visit us during the week. There are so many things to do the island way, so to speak, and just to come out and enjoy being on an island, being near the water.
Okay, so explain to us an island in Ohio. Help us to understand that concept.
Well, we are right off of the Port Clinton area. We have two ferries that come over to Put-in Bay. It's about a 20-minute to maybe a half-hour trip, depending on which ferry you choose. We have two. We have the Miller Ferry, and then we also have the Jet Express. And so it's you're actually on the water to get over here. So you're definitely on an island.
All right. There you go. So how far of a drive are we talking about from Cincinnati to Put-in Bay?
Maybe not a one tank trip, but close to it, I would think. Mm-hmm. Probably about 4 hours.
So let's talk about this now. What are some must-dos when we visit the island, when we visit Put-in Bay? What do we have to have on our must-do list?
Well, number one is our Perry's Monument. We have the history of the Battle of Lake Erie, Oliver Hazard Perry. We have all that information here at our wonderful visitor center, which is adjacent to the Perry's Monument. It's the Victory Memorial, and you're able to go up inside of the memorial and get a view like no other of the entire area.
And so I understand that there are some very unique ways to get around the island as well, and they can be a lot of fun, if I understand right.
Well, yes, you can take a golf cart, you can take a bike, you can walk. Once you get to the downtown, everything's within walking distance. We do have a lot of attractions that you might want to take our tour train to, which is another great way to get around the island. You can actually take a ferry to a bus to get to the downtown to come to the tour train and go that route, or you can rent the cart right off either of the ferries and take it around the island as well. The tour train has a lot of different stops on it that are all very family-oriented.
And that's a good lead into my next question. If we bring our families, if we come with children, what is there to do? What do you recommend for children on the island, on Put-in Bay?
Well, I would say jump on the tour train, mm-hmm. Which will take you to Crystal Cave and Hyman's Winery and also to Perry's Cave and Family Fun Center. Those are both right across from each other. And with the tour train, it stops and you're able to jump out for as long as you want to be at that location. At the Perry's Cave and Family Fun Center is the Butterfly House, the Antique Museum. You can go inside of Perry's Cave, which is all lit up beautifully right now. And there's also a golf course there as well, a little putt-putt. And there's a little snack shack. So there's a lot of things to do just right in that one area for families. They have a wonderful gift shop, as well as the Butterfly House has a wonderful gift shop. Then right across the street, you've got another cave, Crystal Cave, and that is on the property of Heidemann's Winery. And so the family could have a little cheese plate, maybe do a little tasting, and do the Crystal Cave all at the same time. Then you can jump back on and take it over to the Lake Erie Nature and Wildlife Center. They have little turtles there that you can watch in person. There's beehives. There's a wonderful museum with all kinds of animals that you can see in their habitat, their like habitat. And then you can also take that through our downtown for a little tour of what we have before you even get to those locations. And it does end up at the monument.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, all morning long, we're featuring affordable, family-friendly getaways. This morning, we're speaking to Wendy Chambers. She's with Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. For more information on any of the guests, any of the destinations that we're featuring this morning, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. Now, you guys have some summer events coming up. What can we look forward to on Put-in-Bay this summer?
Well, perfect for the families is our Pirates Festival, the Put-in-Bay Pirate Fest. And this year it is on June 24th through the 26th. And we have everything from the Pirate King who returns for 3 days to find his stolen treasure. We have Captain Jack here as well. All kinds of family fun activities from cannons going off, costume contests. We do really encourage people to dress in costume for the Pirate Fest. That's what the fun is all about. And that's just one of many. We do have our Art in the Park event, which is during a historical weekend. And we have one weekend where we have what we're calling the Big Day at the Bay, and that's September 17th. The next one would be if you've never seen fireworks over the water, Put-in Bay is a good place to come for that as well.
All right. And that happens, I'm imagining, in July, probably.
4th of July. Yep. Right.
There you go. Now, I'm into food, so I'm a foodie. What's the best place to eat and to eat local?
Well, we basically have all locally owned and operated restaurants at the Bay. I mean, if you're looking for niche restaurants and something that you don't normally get somewhere else, this is your place. We do have a foodie guide. It is on our website. But I would say probably getting a lobster bisque at the Boardwalk would be one of the highlights. Getting a Frosty's pizza. We have wonderful burgers at the Real Bar. Perch and pierogies at Mossbacks. Now, we have a lot of seafood offerings at both the Keys and the Boardwalk. But you're going to get fresh walleye, fresh fish at so many of our eateries.
All right. Well, we're running out of time this morning. How can our listeners find out more about Put-in Bay?
Well, they need to go to our website, which is visitputinbay.com, and you will have lists of everything to do, lodging facilities that are available, from everything from bed and breakfast to full hotels. You're welcome to call us as well.
All right. Well, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Wendy. I really do appreciate it. Thanks for taking time to talk to us this morning.
Well, no problem. And I hope to see everybody at the Bay.